Eddie Seng stood at the curb of Da Nang International Airport's arrivals area, just as he'd been instructed. The awning of the modern facility shaded him from the mid-afternoon sun, but it made the muggy July day only marginally more comfortable in his light wool suit. An elegant black limousine showed up as expected and glided to a stop next to him. Eddie was familiar with executive vehicles and immediately recognized it as a Mercedes-Maybach V12, the creme de la creme of exotic automobiles. The uniformed chauffeur walked around the front of the car and opened a wide door. Eddie entered a resplendent interior and settled into a soft cream leather seat, wondering if he would get out alive. A man in a black suit, sitting in the middle rear-facing row of seats, waved a metal detector over Eddie to check him for weapons. But he had followed instructions and was unarmed. In the rear seat next to Eddie, Zhong Lin, field agent for China's Ministry of State Security, stared at him as the car pulled away. Instead of a suit, he wore a black t-shirt and pants, and his thin lips were creased with lines, the sign of a longtime smoker. For a moment, Zhong said nothing, merely appraising the person he thought was a Taiwanese traitor known as David Yao. Eddie had, in fact, grown up in New York City's Chinatown, learning Mandarin and English simultaneously from his parents. Because his normal accent was bland in both languages, he'd spent the past 2 weeks in Taiwan's capital, Taipei, getting accustomed to the local dialect. Most of his career with the CIA had been as a deep cover operative on the Chinese mainland, so playing a part was nothing new to him. However, he hadn't been this close to an agent from the MSS, China's intelligence organization, since his CIA cover had been blown, and he was forced to escape back to the United States. As a wanted fugitive, he'd been sentenced to death in absentia, with his face well known to China's authorities. If Zhong Lin even suspected who he was, he would be whisked out of Vietnam in shackles to Beijing for a swift execution. His current disguise was meant to prevent that from happening. The real David Yao was a member of the Ghost Dragon Triad, one of Taiwan's most notorious gangs. Yao was suspected of being responsible for numerous extortion, racketeering, and murder plots, but his mutilated body had been found floating on the ocean by a U.S. Navy ship 2 weeks ago. When the CIA realized that his corpse provided the opportunity for Eddie's current operation, they asked the Navy to delay notifying the Taiwanese authorities of the discovery. Like Eddie, Yao had been in his mid-30s, lithe and athletic, but they never would have been confused for brothers. Completing the disguise required a radical transformation of his face. Widened nose, bulked up chin, reshaped eyes, and an added mustache and beard, as well as fake tattoos on his arms and neck. After a few moments, Zhong said in Mandarin, "You have the information we need?" Eddie didn't betray his relief at not being recognized. "It's confirmed. They're making the exchange on a train. All of the seats have been reserved, so there won't be any other passengers, and the crew are all Vietnamese recruited and paid off by the triad." "Where?" "Somewhere between Da Nang and Hue. They'll text me which train it is so I can meet it at the station to pick them up when they arrive." "And the ghost dragons have the memory stick with them?" Eddie nodded. He'd originally opened the dialogue with the Chinese Secret Service by telling them what kind of data was stored on the USB flash drive, a piece of information very few people on the outside knew. The Taiwanese ghost dragons, who were enemies of the communist regime on the mainland, had carried out a daring heist to steal the memory stick from an MSS courier. Eddie was playing Yao as if he were a traitor not only to his home country of Taiwan, but to his brethren in the triad as well.